Wicket looks afraid, as you should, Wicket.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
I'm going to preface this by saying there's not trouble in paradise. There are still palm trees and sunshine and cool breezes.
Okay.
Do you think
you are rolling up your sleeves for this conversation? What in the hell?
Do you think that I wear too much makeup, Wicket?
It's a trap. I see you at... I think I see you without makeup on... Or with very minimal makeup, more than most. You know, we're in the building by 5 a.m. You know, it's roll out of bed. It's radio. Like you
have only seen me with no makeup on two times, which is before our photo day, because I'm not putting on anything before I do the whole thing.
Okay,
photo day and Hello Iowa Day.
Because you put it on after our show,
after
before
our show.
Those events.
Right.
Okay. Actually,
three times, because there were two Hello Iowa times.
All right.
One photo time. So you have seen me with zero makeup three times.
And I think I see you with less makeup than most. So I, from my perspective, because I don't hang out ever, you're fun, I'm not.
You don't see the nighttime makeup.
Right. I would say from my perspective, no.
Great.
Why do you...
Case closed. We can stop talking
about
this.
No. Why do you ask? You wouldn't bring this up if there wasn't a reason, and you wouldn't clarify the conversation. You wouldn't preface things by saying there's no trouble in paradise. So what did your boyfriend Marcus say?
Well, there were a couple occasions.
Woohoo! Let's go down this rabbit hole. Hold on. Let me get my coffee, put my feet up. Tell me about your day.
The most recent was last night. Thought we might go out and do something.
On a Monday night?
Well, it doesn't matter what day it is.
Okay.
Everything is prime time when you're hanging out,
right.
Wicket, with the person that you like. So we thought we might go out. So I was ready to go out.
You go over to his place.
Uh-huh.
Have you dolled yourself up?
I mean, I was ready to go out. It's either ready or not ready.
Okay.
It's not a scale of, you know, hey, black tie dinner. No, it's... ready or not ready for Monday night going out doing things. I was wearing a casual skirt, and my hair was brushed, and I had nighttime makeup on.
Nighttime makeup, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't go out. We immediately go to bed. I mean, it was probably less than 10 minutes in the door, tired. Let's go to bed.
Wow.
All
that makeup just to go to bed.
Not all that makeup.
All right.
It's not a lot of makeup, Wicket. A lot of makeup would be 3 to 5 makeup remover sheets. You know, I use like half a sheet when I take my makeup.
I don't know what that means.
It's not
but
a
go
lot
on.
Of makeup. If you watch a YouTube makeup tutorial, Wicket.
Right. All those makeup tutorials that I'm watching.
If you need an entire sheet for one eye, that would be a lot of makeup.
Okay.
But if you just need one sheet for your whole everything, that's not a lot. I don't wear false eyelashes. I don't have. The eyebrows that are done.
So you go, but you go over there and you've gotten yourself ready.
I'm ready to go out on a Monday.
Okay.
Play pool. Go, you know, whatever. So, you know, I'm getting into bed. And he's like, oh, by the way, you look cute. I was like, thanks, I try. And he's like, you don't have to try that hard.
You don't have to try that hard.
And it was meant to be really cute. But it was following up another conversation about how, hey, I know I get that you like the contouring and it looks great, but you don't have to try that hard.
You don't have to try that hard.
And it's like...
maybe you got a little too ready is what he's saying.
Too ready.
A little too ready. You try... okay.
I like to be photo ready at all times. Everyone's got a cell phone. Everyone's taking pictures. I don't like to look at a picture and say to myself, man... I wish I'd put a little makeup on. So
he gave you, in his somewhat subtle but not totally subtle.
It's very sweet.
He said you wear too much makeup.
So now I'm taking a poll.
So twice in the same... when was the first time? Last month? Last week?
3 days ago.
Twice in 3 days, your boyfriend has told you you wear too much makeup. The person you are most ready for, the person you love spending more time with than anyone besides me, the person that you go out with, has now told you twice in 3 days that you wear too much makeup.
Well,
Marcus, I don't know if Marcus is awake or listening, but that is a ballsy move, my friend. Ballsy move.
I mean, again, it's a
I've never seen you climb into your chair the way you are. You look like you're ready to pounce. She's got both. She's squatting like a catcher in her seat. I've never seen this.
It's like a yes or no thing. Obviously, it's not deal breaker too much, or we wouldn't be together.
Right.
It's not like I changed everything around. Everything's been the same the whole time.
So how do you feel about him telling you without you didn't? Because I'm sure, knowing you and how much you enjoy making yourself look ready.
I love getting ready.
But you never went to him and said, Marcus, please give me your assessment of my makeup.
I don't care what anyone thinks. I do what I want. I have asserted this multiple times when we were doing Tinderbox in my single days a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
When it was like, hey, you wear too much black. And I said, don't care. Do what I want.
But that's a dude trying to hit on you through Facebook Messenger or Tinderbox or Instagram Messenger. This is your boyfriend.
Also,
the guy you're spending a lot of days with.
Why are you wearing heels at the farmer's market? Because I want to. Don't care what you think. Makes me happy.
Have guys ever done this before?
Never.
No guy has ever told you, unwarranted, unsolicited, about your makeup application.
Never.
244-1033. This is a two-part question, all right?
Two-part question. Well,
guys?
Yeah.
Guys, have you ever given your lady, your significant other, unsolicited advice?
Right. And that's the key, unsolicited.
Unsolicited. Because
I will say, Wicket, when I really, really love someone, which I have done with Marcus,
yeah,
I will give two options. So I'll say, tonight, because maybe I'll be looking at two different outfits.
Red dress, like, blue dress.
Well, I don't do that.
It's black dress.
Would you rather pretty or sexy? Because, you know, I've got two things. I can't decide. Do you want sexy or do you want pretty? And it's, in my mind, one dress is the sexy dress and the other one's the pretty dress.
As long as his answer isn't wrong, as long as he...
Yeah,
like,
there's no wrong answer.
Okay, as long as the answer... Because a lot of times guys feel backed into the corner. Red dress, blue dress. Oh, I'll go with the red dress. Why? Does the blue dress make me look fat?
No.
A lot of guys feel that is being backed into a corner to try to start a fight. Because you guys will start fights just to start fights. But that's a topic for another day. Guys, do you dare ever give unsolicited fashion, hair, makeup advice like Marcus, Heather's boyfriend, has done? You try a little
and again,
too hard.
No trouble in paradise. Everything's fine.
I'm trying. I don't care. It's fine.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny to a point.
In the sense.
That's translation. It's not funny.
Nothing is going to change.
244-1033. The other part of this is for ladies. Has your guy ever given you unsolicited advice? And how did it go on both sides? 244-1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Unsolicited advice on our appearance. Wicket!
I'm not going down that road. Not doing it. Not going down that road.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
So, I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years.
Okay.
I don't fall for that trap anymore. So, basically what happens is she'll come up to me. I won't even tell her, like, she won't even ask me anymore, like, hey, should I wear this or should I wear this? She'll put on whatever, get all dolled up, and she'll come up to me and give me that look like she's not happy with her outfit, but she'll ask me, does this look good on me? And I never know what to say because I don't know if she's like giving me that look, like trying to be impartial, like, hey, I like what I'm wearing, you should agree, or I don't like what I'm wearing, you should tell me to put something different on.
It's a trap.
And it's totally a trap. And I got to give it to Marcus. I don't have the balls to say what he said.
See? By the way, to me, the answer there is, honey, you look great. Let's go.
Yes, but then if someone says something to her, like if we go out and we see one of her longtime friends and they kind of give her that look, like, what are you wearing? Then she turns to me and say, see, you should have told me to put something different.
Yep. You just can't win.
I think the right answer in that case is if you have been with her long enough to have identified an outfit that you know that she feels great in, you know, and you look at that dress and you think that is a terrible look for her. I need to help her right now. She's asking for help. I think that you say, you look great in everything, but you know what I love? That little black dress that you wore whenever. And you know that she loves that and she feels good in it. And then you give her that option. And that way you're not being negative. You're saying, you look great in everything, but you know what my favorite is? My favorite is the one that you feel good in. Because that's all that matters.
See, here's the problem, though, is knowing my luck, is she'll come up to me and she'll be like, oh, that black dress that I donated to Goodwill last week. And then, you know, it's...
Gotcha.
You can't win.
And then you're probably at some point going to point out a dress that was actually from another relationship. And you're like, what about that blue one with the sequins? And she's like, that was the last girl.
Well, and also, now that I'm saying it out loud, there is the danger... Because this has happened to me before.
Oh, crap.
You have a dress that you feel great in, and maybe you gained a couple pounds, and you can't zip it up, so you wear something else. And then the person's like, oh, I was hoping you'd wear that little black dress that I love. And then you start crying because you were trying to wear it, and you couldn't get the zipper up, and then you broke the zipper, and now you don't even know what to do. And the whole night is ruined.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's got to suck to be a woman. I'm just saying. It has to suck to be a woman.
I can't even imagine.
Yep. Hey, what's your name?
Clint.
Clint, thanks for the call, man.
It doesn't suck to be a woman, Wicket.
Ugh.
It's very pleasurable and pleasant to spend time getting yourself primped and ready and feel good about yourself.
Sounds awful.
And head out and smell nice and have soft hair.
Good Lord. Must be horrible.
And bounce, a little bounce in your step.
Travis sent a DM to me.
I'm sure, because it wasn't in the laser DM. He didn't want me to see it.
He said, you always say you look good no matter how much you hate it. No matter what. I agree with Travis.
Oh,
although,
to the woman?
Yeah. Well, although I will say, I hate when Lee wears Uggs, and I rip on them all the time, because they're the ugliest things ever. And I realize you're going to be like, well, Wicket, you wear Crocs. I know where this is going. But they're horrible, and I hate it.
I just think it's interesting that you're noticing her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Very few men, in my experience, have noticed my shoes.
Well?
I mean, they notice if you're wearing heels or not, which I always wear. Don't care how tall you are. I like to be tall. It's about me.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm yelling off the mic, so it's not unpleasant. William sent a DM coming from a guy's perspective on makeup. I think he's trying to tell you that you look beautiful without makeup. Makeup is a plus. Sometimes guys just like to see your natural beauty without layers added.
I love that answer. What a great answer. You're naturally beautiful, Heather, is what Marcus is trying to say. Twice in 3 days, though.
I'm not saying.
Damn. That's just, I mean.
Again, no trouble in paradise. It's fine. But it's one of those things where... I do what I want.
Don't fall out of the chair. You're back into your pouncing position. I've never seen you do this.
I do what I want.
What are you doing? Why are you sitting? If you obviously can't see, unless you're walking by the studio on Locust. Now you're kneeling in your chair. You are up high. Why are you? Are you aggressive?
Because
is this making you uncomfortable?
This is how I want to sit right now, Wicket.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit like this.
Like a queen? Like a princess? Is that how you got it going on?
Do you give your significant other
no
unsolicited advice?
Heather's boyfriend did it.
On their appearance.
244-1033. And ladies, has he ever given you unsolicited advice on your appearance? And how did it go?
244-1033.
Laser.
Hey, Heather, it's Andy.
Hey.
I don't really care what you look like, because you know what? You're still beating Wicket in Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge.
Why did we take this call? Why did we take this call from Andy Hall about Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge? Don't you have a radio station to run?
Oh, Wicket.
Why did... I mean...
See... That is what I appreciate.
We don't have to take every call that comes into Laser. So, we can say no to them.
I've got one dude in my life telling me that I wear too much makeup. I've got
twice in 3 days.
Another dude,
two times in 3 days,
sitting across from me,
mm-hmm.
who refuses to answer any questions at all and is frightened. And then I've got Andy Hall, who compliments me on my sports knowledge, my blooming knowledge of football,
okay.
my dominance of wicket
so,
in his arena, Mr. ESPN down the hall sports show guy.
You know, why didn't Susie play in Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge? Because you played, I played,
mm-hmm.
Gunner has played.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we got a bunch of listeners who are beating everybody, by the way. A couple of guys got,
right.
like, where's Susie in this? There are four people. I am in fourth. I am in last place. I am not happy about any of
who
this.
Who is in first place?
Andy Hall and Gunner are tied for first.
Who is in third? Well, like, who of the listeners?
Michael. There's about Michael, Chelsea, Joe, Doug, Philip, Dennis, Dustin, John, and Josh.
Right.
All got 12 right in week one of the NFL season.
What I am saying is, what if Susie has a pseudonym that is Michael, and she's beating us
she
all, but
probably is.
She doesn't want to disclose.
You can win weekly prizes if you get all of them right all season long. You win $50,000.
I'm not hearing the passion in your voice.
Go ahead and play Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge at laser1033.com.
That time you gave your girl unsolicited advice on her appearance.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Wanted to break up with a girl, didn't know how to do it, so I gave her unsolicited advice and she broke up with me.
Oh.
See, that is a great way to get out of a relationship. What did you tell her?
That's not important.
Yeah, it is. It's the entire story.
I know. I want to know.
It was just kind of how she was dressing.
Okay, you're going to need to really unload a little more of this story, my friend.
I want to know, too. Just tell us.
It's okay.
I said that she was dressing a little slutty.
A little slutty, or did you call her a slut?
No, just said a little slutty, and it offended her prudish, you know, moral setting.
Uh-huh. See, I would take that as a compliment.
I cannot. I believe you would. How long did the relationship last after you called her outfit a little slutty?
About 2 days.
2 days. What was she wearing, by the way? Was it anything specific?
Oh, no, it was just a short black shirt.
He was just done. He's passive-aggressive, is what he's saying. That's fine.
What is your name, unless you don't want to give us your name?
My name is James.
I want to know what the real reason was that you wanted to break up with her.
He just didn't click.
She wasn't dressing slutty enough.
Yeah, she wasn't actually a slut as advertised.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicket.
Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.